Congratulations, Beth Lord, www.bethlord.com. About a week ago, the high school that is right near me had graduation night. It brought me back to when Amy graduated from high school. It brought me back to the same year when Sam, my youngest, graduated from eighth grade. We think we remember these events. We don't. It was 2006, and my mother came out for these two graduations. And Paul's father and mother came out, too. Mom passed away in 2008, and Dad died in 2010. Memories are all over the place, aren't they? Why not gather that poem or those thoughts from you, your graduate, and others, so that it's in a thin, easy-to-read book that can be fully remembered by family and the graduate? I look at the letter I wrote to Amy for this high school graduation. There's a lovely description of what is going on during that day. My mom is still sleeping. Grandpa has written his poem and given it to Amy already. The family will celebrate at our favorite go-to Italian restaurant, Marcello's, that is no longer. The party for all of Amy's friends and Sam's will be over the weekend. I cringe as I read this letter because my grammar is awful. Did I give this to my daughter this way? But I remember. I remember I was working two full-time jobs trying to help my children through private school and college. I was also working hard so Grant, my husband, could rebuild our home. I remember during this time frame, I was on fight and flight and completely on overload. I smile at the past me. I survived this phase of my life, and now I long for it back. The joke's on me sometimes, and I have to laugh. I wanted to write, and here I am, writing, depending on Grammarly to help me with grammar. It's part of my tools, and I don't think any less of myself. Back then, writing was only a dream, and I was frustrated I could not write. Even though Amy might have saved the original letter, I will put this letter through Grammarly so I can make the necessary corrections. And yes, I think I'll make a book for her that sums up her 8th grade high school and college graduations. Meanwhile, my niece graduated this year from high school and is going on to college to get her nursing degree, and her sister graduated from a community college with an associate's degree. Will their stories be captured in a book to be remembered when someone reads the book years from now? Who knows? Hopefully, someone will capture the stories. Thank you for reading this blog, Beth.